Your age?
Well, my age, I was born 1892. That'd give me
76?
76, going on 77, but just say 76.
Do you belong to a church?
Yes, sir.
Baptist or Methodist?
Methodist.
Methodist. Everybody I've talked to here has been Methodist.
All around here, Methodist. Yeah, Methodist. A few white colored Baptists.
What do you list as your occupation? Farmer?
Farmer. All my life. Ain't done nothing but farm.
Very good. Now, can you, or do you know where your mother was born? Was she born here in Mountville?
My mother?
Mother died when he was little.
I don't, but I couldn't say it and know. But she died here, she died in Mayweather. But she was born and raised in Troop.
In Troop County.
That's been before I lost my mother when I was about 2 years old.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't be sure of it, you see. That just had to go by his head.
Where was your father born? Troop County, too?
My father?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. I don't suppose it was. He was born in Mayweather.
Mayweather.
He raised up around St. Mark, around up in there, they tell me.
Okay. How about your mother's education? How far did she go in school? Or did
my
you?
Mother?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you.
All right. Do you know about your father?
None.
Your mother's occupation? Was she just a housewife?
Good, I know.
All right. And your father?
Just a farmer, for I know him for the last few years. He went to town.
All right. Do you have any idea where your mother's parents came from?
you're going back.
Around here, all them talking.
Well, you see now, Fudd, I know my mother's father. He was in both. Troop.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed there until he farmed until they got unable. Then he went staying around with his children in different towns, you know.
All right. Same with...
same thing.
With your parents? I mean, same with your father's family? Your father's parents?
Well, I don't know my father's parents.
I see.
Because his daddy was a...
He was a...
half white.
Ms. How old are you?
74.
Well, y'all get around pretty well. You Methodist too?
Yes, sir. The same church right up here.
And you list your occupation as housewife?
That's all.
It used to. She ain't now. I got them both now.
I used to work out when I was
brother. They ain't worked out none of my
time. I had arthritis about 3 or 4 years, and then I had a stroke this year.
How far did you go in school?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Never been. Well, I went one month after I got myself grown. Mm-hmm. Independence. You know, they used to have independence. I'd pay a little good in the summer. And I was working with a preacher, a man named Russell here in Maryland. He just, like man, he just give me time to go that month as well. In fact, I learned a little bit, done forgot it.
All
right. I ain't never had no schooling.
All right, can you read or write?
No, sir.
Good. We're looking for people who can't really, because your speech will be better. Mrs.
Nothing but sign my name, I can do that and that's all.
Fine. Mrs. How about your education? How far did you go?
I went to 7th grade in the country.
7th grade?
Yeah.
All right. And where were you born?
Troop County.
Good. Well, this is just right. You both said exactly what I'm looking for.
You know you can't risk everybody, but when you have a perfect static human nature, you know, that's the right thing. If when you go to talk to a person, you know whether he can risk them or not, don't you?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Now that human nature, study that gets it all of that part of it.
That's the most important thing.
That's an important thing, is that
common sense. Yeah,
that's right. That's all that's count for, you know.
That's right.